Listening Library presents Under the Never Sky by Veronica Rossi. Read for you by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. Aria. They called the world beyond the walls of the pod the Death Shop. A million ways to die out there. Aria never thought she'd get so close. She bit her lip as she stared at the heavy steel door in front of her. A display screen read, Agriculture 6, no entry, in flashing red letters. Ag 6 was just a service dome, Aria told herself. Dozens of domes supplied Reverie with food, water, oxygen, all the things an enclosed city needed. Ag 6 had been damaged in a recent storm, but supposedly the damage was minor. Supposedly. Maybe we should turn back, Paisley said. She stood beside Aria in the airlock chamber, nervously twisting a strand of her long red hair. The three boys crouched at the control board by the door, jamming the signal so they could exit without triggering an alarm. Aria tried to ignore their steady bickering. Come on, Paisley, what's the worst that could happen? Aria meant it as a joke, but her voice sounded too high, so she tacked on a laugh. That came out sounding mildly hysterical. What could happen in a damaged dome? Paisley counted on her slender fingers. Our skin could rot off, we could get locked out, an ether storm could turn us into human bacon, then the cannibals could eat us for breakfast. It's just another part of Reverie, Aria said. An off-limits part. Pais, you don't have to go. Neither do you, Paisley said. But she was wrong. For the past 5 days, Aria had worried constantly about her mother. Why hadn't she been in touch? Lumina had never missed one of their daily...